York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yep, here we are. Welcome to the big radio show on this Thursday, the 12th day of April, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, I know. I thought I'm done with Facebook. We've done Facebook till we were Facebooked out. But, I just a little bit of a follow-up, and then I want to get into, you know how much I disdain government trying to tell private business what to do. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But there was an interesting story about Uber. Uber has agreed to expand a proposed settlement with the Federal Trade Commission because of a 2016 breach that it did not disclose until after it was settled last summer. Back in November, Uber disclosed that a prior year hackers had accessed the account information of millions of customers, and it concealed it because they wanted to convince the hackers to delete the data in exchange for $100,000. And apparently that happened. You don't know if the hackers really deleted the information, but that, apparently they were satisfied that they did. And so, I don't know, this is just another one of the, we talk about privacy concerns. Here's Uber with millions of customers, information getting out. What was it, Equifax? I mean, everything about us. Who else? Target. I mean, go down the list of all the companies that have, we did not have a very good security system, so your privacy is sorry about that. And they're beating up on Facebook. And it's information that you volunteered to make public. I still say this, I mean, it's just, you might as well, when you click on Facebook and start to post something, you might as well just open your front door and say, anybody want to come in and look around? You're more than welcome to. But out of all of this, we're getting it was kind of hilarious to me. Story out of Axios about lawmakers use Zuckerberg questioning to ask for favors. Oh, yeah. There was Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia asked for a favor. So did Elliot Engel, Democrat from New York. Morgan Griffith, Republican from Virginia. Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota. They're all asking him for stuff. Hey, well, we got you here, Zuck. We need some help in our state with this and that. And you wouldn't mind coming and helping us, would you? They're shameless. They are totally shameless. Meantime, here's another story by Sarah Grillo, who says Facebook hearings did not move the needle on regulation. Bottom line, lawmakers have not coalesced around a regulatory end goal. The threat remains, but Greg Walden, the chairman of the committee that was held in the House yesterday, said, I don't want to rush into legislation after hearing first hearing of this magnitude, but certainly if they can't clean up their act, we'll clean it up for them. Yes, we will. So a lot of blustering and nothing will really happen, I don't think. The Wall Street Journal article today about Carolyn Everson, Vice President of Global Marketing at Facebook. She said, well, they don't expect any revenue impact over all of this. In other words, people are still going to do business. Advertisers are still going to advertise. They still have this huge group of people, a couple billion people around the world that advertisers can get in front of, and they have the information all diced and sliced so that you're not wasting your advertising money sending diaper ads to somebody that doesn't have any children, little babies. So no legislative impact, no regulation, no change with Facebook. and no revenue changes for Facebook. So that was kind of interesting, wasn't it? Waste of 3 days for Zuckerberg. So there's part of this, though, that I want to share with you that I heard it live yesterday, and I was running late yesterday. Didn't get a chance to kind of lay this out, but there is one of the congressional members that quizzed Zuckerberg is G.K. Butterfield. He's a Democrat from North Carolina. He is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. And he said to Mark Zuckerberg that his efforts to include more black people on the company's leadership team have fallen short of meeting the goal of diversity. Zuckerberg said Facebook has increased its representation of black employees from 2% all the way up to 3%. And that they have implemented several diversity initiatives. But Congressman Butterfield said that's not good enough. So we picked up about a minute and a half's worth of the end of this back and forth. This was out of 4 minutes. Butterfield never asked anything about privacy, never asked anything about the way that Facebook deals with advertisers. He was there to ask all about diversity. And it got me thinking, not only black employees, but also underrepresentation of women, Hispanics, I don't know, go through the list. Do I dare even guess that maybe an over number of Asian Americans? So the question, I have a couple questions here. Let me play this for you. And it comes down to what right does Congress have to threaten a company that they better get their diversity lined up the way that a member of Congress wants it, or we're coming out there. We're coming after you. And then the second part of my question is, why is there so few blacks, Hispanics, women? Plenty of Indian Americans, plenty of Asian Americans, but why not? Why? Where are these people? And if you were running Facebook, no matter how hard you try, how will you do that? So let me play you the last minute and a half of the back and forth with Butterfield and Zuckerberg as Butterfield asked him about the lack of diversity at Facebook.
I was looking at your website a few minutes ago, and looks like you list 5 individuals as leadership in your company, but none of them is African-American. I was just looking at it, not only you and Cheryl, but David, Mike, and Chris. That is your leadership team, and this does not reflect America. Can you improve the numbers on your leadership team to be more diverse?
Congressman, this is an issue that we're focused on. We have a broader leadership than just 5 people. I mean,
it's not on your website.
I understand that.
We can do better than that, Mr. Zuckerberg. We certainly can. Do you plan to add an African-American to your leadership team in the foreseeable future? And will you commit that you will continue to work with us, the Congressional Black Caucus, to increase diversity within your company that you're so proud of?
Congressman, we will certainly work with you. This is an important issue.
We also find that companies' failure to retain black employees contributes to their low presence at technology companies, and there's little transparency in retention numbers. So will you commit to providing numbers on your retention? That's the big word, retention of your employees, disaggregated by race, in your diversity update starting this year. Can we get that data? That's the starting point.
Congressman, we try to include a lot of important information in the diversity updates. I will go discuss that with my team after I get back from this hearing.
I'm out of time, sir. I'll take this up with your team in another setting. We'll be out there in a few weeks.
We'll be out there in a few weeks. We're coming out there. We're going to bring this up again. So the questions when I heard that was, especially the one, do you plan to add African-Americans to your leadership team? Now, in the annual report, and you can probably find it on their corporate Facebook page, is apparently there are five people that are described as being the leadership team. And David Werner, Sheryl Sandberg, Mike Schroepfer, Chris Cox, and Mark Zuckerberg. So there's one, two, three, four white guys and one woman, white woman. So how are you gonna deal with this? And the thing that got me, I think, was Butterfield basically acting like I'm ordering you. I'm ordering you. He basically threatening him, blackmail. Do you plan to add African Americans to your leadership team? We'll take this up under another setting, and we'll be out there in a few weeks. In other words, I'm going to use the full power of government to come down on you and your company, because I see four white people on your leadership team. He says, "Well, we have more than five people on our leadership team," which of course you would expect, but they have deemed these five people to be the leading leaders of the leadership team. So then I asked the question a different way. So you're an African American. And Facebook calls you up and says, "We would like to appoint you to our leadership team." What do you say? Say, am I getting this job because of my skills? Or am I getting this job because I would be the token African American to fulfill some Facebook, some corporate page that shows that you have an African American in your leadership team? What do you make? What's your sense of all of this? And then the deeper question is, why are so few minorities and so few women in Silicon Valley? It's very white. Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. Be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Well, I just posted to my Twitter account a rundown of exactly the diversity at Facebook. Congressman Butterfield he's a Democrat from North Carolina, wants Facebook to appoint more African Americans to their leadership team. Or he even asked, are you going to appoint any? Because there's four white people there right now. Phone number is 855-295-6600. This is from Statista, or Statista. Don't know where the syllable goes. It's a statistical portal. It says distribution of Facebook employees in the United States by ethnicity from 2014 through 2017. Whites were 57% in 2014. They've then went down to 55, 52. They're now 49% of the employees at Facebook are white. Asians have climbed from 34% in 2014 to 36 to 38 to 40. So 49% are white, 40% are Asian. Hispanic, 5%. Black, 3%. Two or more races, 3%. Other, 1%. So it's a white and Asian operation. And I mean, if I was, I don't know how you respond to that. I mean, what did Zuckerberg say to him? Going, we feel it's very important. We're working on it. 855-295-6600. Paul in Gardnerville, Nevada. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Tom. Nice chatting with you again.
Likewise.
I was just calling because, you know, this guy brings up diversity at Facebook and is telling the CEO who he has a right to hire and who, you know, he thinks he should appoint to the job. It sounds like the CEO isn't allowed to appoint the person that he feels best qualified to do the job. Yet, if this guy wants to talk about diversity, where's the diversity in the NBA? They're allowed to hire the best athlete, pay him the most amount of money to put the best team on the court, and doesn't look very diverse to me. Doesn't match the makeup of America, right? Why does corporate America have to compete, have to do this, but basketball, the NFL, baseball, they don't have to?
Well, I don't have a problem with organizations saying, hey, company, why don't you become a little more sensitive to our racial diversity issues and everything else? It really bothers me when it's a member of government saying, we're going to bring down the full weight of our government on your back unless you do what we want you to do. That, I think, is out of line.
That bothers me. I don't think that's our government's, that's not what I pay them to do. You know, well, if you look at the makeup of the people that live in Silicon Valley or the people that live in that area, and you're going to hire from the pool that's in your area, right? So isn't that going to affect the people that you hire when it comes
No, this isn't a little local yokel company. Come on, they attract engineers from all over the world, but it's mostly white and mostly Asian. Whether those Asians are from Asia or whether they're American that happen to be from Asian descent, I don't know from the statistics. But it just, to me, I felt it like we're going to come out there and take this up again with you. We'll be out there in a few weeks. That to me is,
that sounds like
a mob boss talking. That definitely sounds like a mob boss. Sure would be a shame if your company had a bunch of regulations put on it.
Yeah, it's just not right. That's not Congress's place to intercede into his business like this and tell him that if he doesn't hire more people, whether they're qualified or not, do the job,
Make it even worse.
Yeah,
you're the black guy that gets hired. What is your feeling going to be? Oh, I see. I'm the token black guy. And everybody's looking at you like, oh, you're the token black guy.
Well, didn't that happen with fire departments in some city where they were told that they had to give the job to less qualified people? And there was a lot
I don't know. I assume so. I assume so. All right. Hey, Paul, thank you.
Time all the time with Tom Sullivan.
So you can follow me on Twitter. The address is at Sullivan Radio. Patty Elliott, great question. Great question. She says, are there blacks seeking these jobs and not getting hired is the question. And I looked. Who else? Somebody else asked about how many minorities are getting information technology degrees. It's in here somewhere. So I looked it up. And according to American Physical Society sites, they have a graph of percentage of degrees awarded to minorities. So from the minorities, 20%. Almost 20, just under 20% are getting bachelor degrees in computer science. Almost the same number, almost 20% are getting master's degrees in computer science. And 84, I don't know what percentage it is, but it's got to be really small, got PhDs in computer science. Then you go biological sciences, chemistry. Those are probably people going into medicine. engineering, maybe computer, math and stats. There you're running somewhere around 12%. Get a bachelor's, a little less than that, get a master's, and 61 got a PhD. So minorities are getting degrees, but that's a percentage of minorities going to U.S. institutions here in the United States. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Brock in Kelseyville, California. Hello, Brock.
Yes, Tom, to your question there, I remember going to my son's college master's in engineering graduation, and there were probably 80% of the people in his class were Asian Americans. Now, this is California. Of course, we have a fairly high Asian population, but I'm just thinking that Facebook probably is accessing the labor pool as it exists out there. If they want people that are high tech, they go to, you know, who's submitting the applications, and it's going to be a higher percentage of Asians and whites, and maybe it's less for blacks. I don't know.
Well, I don't. I wish I knew from the statistic I just gave you what percentage of minorities, it's broken down by among minorities, what percentage are getting degrees in information technology. But it doesn't say what percentage of the total population that represents. But when you come down, I get where this Congressional Black Caucus guy is going. He says you've only got 3% African Americans in your employment. So then he's talking about the leadership team. And he looks at the I'm looking at the same page he's looking at, and there are four white guys and a white woman. There are no Asians, there are no minorities, only just white people. On their board of directors, there is one African American, Ken Chenault, who was the former CEO over at American Express. He's on their board. So I don't know what do you think Facebook can do or should do?
Well, if they have concerns, you know, along the lines of racial equality, I guess they could look for more for other races, I guess. But, you know, they basically have to have a successful company by hiring people that are successful, you know, going through their training. And I don't believe the labor pool is necessarily, you know, going to be considering who's in the labor pool by virtue of race. It's whoever goes to school and decides they want to go in a particular direction. You know, there's a lot of people that are highly educated that come over from Asia, I think, into California, for example, because of the technology here. And
sure.
I think the pool is going to be higher in California for Asians for that reason. And so there's going to be more people in your company.
I would think if you are getting a degree in information technology, I don't care where you're from, Michigan has top-notch technology graduates. I mean, there's a lot of technology that was started at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And so that's a pool there. There's also the little Silicon Valley outside Herndon, Virginia, which is just outside Washington. That's where AOL and that crowd, there's a bunch of tech there. But they're in these little clusters. There's Ann Arbor, there's Herndon, Virginia, some of it in Boston, and Silicon Valley. That's it. So if you get a degree in information technology, you better, unless you live in one of those four cities, you're probably going to pack your bags and move if you really want to get one of those jobs, especially San Jose, that whole area. Because I can't imagine Facebook's numbers are any different than Google's.
No, I believe you're right. I just am suggesting, as I believe you are, it's just not, it's not racial discrimination. It's just facts of life here as they exist in the world today as far as training and so forth. So I get tired of listening to everything being based on discrimination. When I was in the Army a long time ago, the government made efforts to equalize, you know, the races in the Army. And to me, the problem was solved a long time ago as far as the discrimination part, but we're still blaming everything on discrimination.
Yeah. Well, this guy is, that's his whole world. He is, Congressman Butterfield is, this is everything to him. So I that's fine if he was a private citizen, but as a member of Congress, it seemed kind of threatening to me that when are you going to hire somebody in your leadership team that's African American? And by the way, we're going to be out there in a couple of weeks. I'd love to hear what he says behind closed doors.
You're right, Tom. I enjoy listening to your show. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Brock. I do appreciate the call. So what would you do if you were working at the head of HR at Facebook? Zuckerberg comes into your office and says, I don't care how you do it, but you've got to make our company more diverse. And let me ask those of you in the African-American community, I really would love your feedback on what Congressman Butterfield said. I mean, this is not... Very few people can walk into the halls of some of these major tech companies in Silicon Valley and get a job. The jobs are extremely competitive, extremely competitive. So I don't think it has anything to do with race. In fact, I would imagine that if you had an African American and any other race competing for a slot, an opening, and all things being equal, they would probably pick the African American just so they can try and boost their numbers. But there's 25,000 people that work at Facebook, roughly. 25,000, and out of that, they can only find 3% of the 25,000 that are African Americans. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Rick, also in California. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to bring up the fact that this congressman should not have any business to act like his job is to go around and use the government as a, like you said, as a mobster-like thing to force diversity on different companies. And there's so many factors involved, like that were brought up by previous callers, like, are there any black guys trained to do those positions in actuality? I mean, you know, it's one thing to act like, you know, you can't immediately run to the assumption that it's prejudice. There's so much more to analyze before you can come up to that level of conclusion. And it shouldn't be implied unless you absolutely know that there's a good chance that that's the fact. And I think this congressman is way off base. We're not paying him to go around and push race stuff.
Well, that's what he was doing yesterday, but I got to hit the break. But Rick,
thank you. The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
All right, so does Congressman Butterfield have a point? When you look at Facebook, they don't have many minorities. They've got whites and Asians. So how are they going to fix that? You're the HR director, and Zuckerberg comes in and says, fix this. And their leadership team is four white smiling faces, one woman, four men. One African-American on the board of directors, Ken Chenault. 855-295-6600, Alan in Sacramento. Hi, Alan.
Hi, yes. Yes, sir. I was just listening to the conversation, and personally myself, I think it would be premature, first of all, to assume that there is not any people of color that are qualified for the positions that may become available with Facebook. And I feel that sometimes what we see happening has less to do with maybe race. It has more to do with compatibility. You know, I think companies they get complacent and comfortable with the environment of which they're working in, and they're looking for someone that maybe can fit into that type of environment that they have created. And so these people that he already have, if we can find other people like this, then we're going to continue to be successful. I don't know if that makes sense, but
kind of. I also say, you know, we're talking about. In fact, Zuckerberg even said in his testimony, because they were giving him a hard time about conservatives versus liberals and all that, and he says, first of all, we are located in one of the most extreme liberal areas of the country. So if you think liberal and you think Democrat, you would think that there would be a much more welcoming, maybe I'm making some stereotype comments here, but a welcoming environment, people that were eager to hire minorities in that environment. I would think they would be welcome with open arms.
And I concede your point. However, when you have already proven something to be successful, you know the old adage, why fix it if it's not broke?
Yeah, true. So I don't know the total number, but I found it interesting when I started looking at degrees from college, minorities, what were they graduating in, and the number one percentage of minority graduates was computer science. It was about 19%, but that's in bachelor's, master's, and there's a handful of PhDs for all the various sciences out there. But that says there are a lot of minorities that are interested just like anybody else. You look around, you go, who's making money out there? And I'm pretty good at math, and so I think I'll get a degree in computer technology or computer science. Why aren't they translating the numbers at Facebook, I guess is what Butterfield was asking about.
Well, I won't take up too much more of your time. I will end with this. I think that they probably could put forth more effort in that area as far as recruitment efforts go. But at the same time, we have to agree that a lot of Asians especially are highly qualified, some that's all they do from the time that they can read and write.
Right, yeah.
And so we know that the market is very competitive. But at the same time, I think with a little bit more effort, I think that Mark Zuckerberg is probably getting a very good learning experience through everything that he's going through, and we should probably look forward to some changes in the future. And so I'll leave with that because I'm driving. I want to stay focused. Thank you for your time, though.
Perfect. Alan, thank you. I appreciate your time. Get Jared in here from San Ramon. Hello, Jared.
How you doing, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I think when you said the 20% got bachelor's and master's degrees, I think you break up or you answer your question right there. You said 3% is at Facebook, then you got like 3% at Microsoft, 3% at Google and stuff like that. I think the numbers actually end up adding up properly if somebody wants to sit down and break it up like that way.
Sure. Because I wish I had the total number. That's 20% of minorities graduated with computer science degrees. So, you know, what percentage of the total population of college graduates? I did not find that number easily. It's probably out there somewhere, but that's a good point.
Right. I think
Facebook's competing with Google and Yahoo and everybody else. So yes, they got a lot of competition.
This gentleman's just trying to push his agenda, the congressman, because he knows Mark Zuckerberg's in trouble already, so he's trying to. I think he's trying to push an agenda or leverage. Mark's in an uncomfortable position already, and then he wants to bring this up. Then I think it's kind of a crappy move for that gentleman or for the congressman. But thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to chime in with that.
I'm glad you called, Jared. Thank you. Appreciate the call from the Bay Area. I don't know. I was looking around at. I mean, there are certainly. I think it's probably easier for Zuckerberg or Google or any of the high-tech firms. I think it's a lot easier to go out and have some racial diversity on your board of directors. Primarily because a board of directors that's kind of the way you put a board together is you get somebody that's an expert at law, somebody that's an expert at, you know, go through the, you have a variety of expertise at the board table, But a board table for a big corporation, maybe only 6 or 7 or 8. That's how major corporations are run. They don't have, like, government where they have huge committees making decisions. Corporate boards are usually pretty small. And so they have Ken Chenault, who is a highly regarded guy who happens to be African-American, just retired from running American Express for many, many years. So it's easier to Ken Frazier, who runs Merck, CEO over at Merck. Ursula Burns, who was the CEO at Xerox, she's off into some other group now. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, I think it's easier to find top executives to fit into a board position more than it would be to put into an executive position. Totally different. Janet, let me get you in here. We got 1 minute, Janet. Can we do it? Welcome to the program.
Okay, so, all right. So, what I was thinking about was, if we look to the Congress and look to what they hired for interns, this was just on the news the other day, and it showed that they had hired 50 interns, and there was one black and one Hispanic on it. So how can we how can we ask for people to do that we're not doing?
Janet, how dare you say they're hypocrites? How dare you imply?
I'm just saying, come on, guys.
You're saying
the same thing we see. I know, honey. I just said, these people are hypocrites. No, I hate to say that, but okay.
No, but it came through pretty clear, and you're absolutely right. And I love we got your call in. Thank you.